Move on.
Well, you can't move on. Before that, we had Michael Gray, The Weeknd, for all the gang celebrating Cork Pride this weekend. I promise that it's going to be a truly epic weekend, and I know it is too as well. Big up to Tracy and all the gang in Cork today. Hope that you guys are keeping well. I love this. I love when people send me in problems and we get to trash it out on air. You can do that by sending your problems to fergal@todayfm.com. Very interesting one came in from Declan. Have a listen to this. Dear Ferg, I need a bit of advice here. My girlfriend of 2 years and I have been discussing taking the next step and moving in together for a while. At the start, it was a no-brainer as A, we get on great together, and B, we are generally always in each other's houses anyway. In fact, we are so serious about it that I was going to hand in my month's notice in my place, move off to hers, until there was a bit of a disruption. You see, Ferg, she got a rescue dog. Now, don't get me wrong, I love dogs, I love the idea of them, and they're fun to watch messing about in parks. The problem here is, share a bed with a dog? That's not for me. Have dog hair everywhere around the house? Not for me. It makes me itchy. I think I'm allergic. Coming home to the stench of stale dog poo, dog breath, wee everywhere? Not for me. All of these things have happened in the past few weeks, and I hate to say it, I feel like my role as a boyfriend has been replaced by an attention-seeking cocker spaniel called Freddy. And we can't do anything anymore without considering the dog, and I wasn't even aware that she was getting one. Now I don't know what to do. Should I move in or not? I'm stuck. Declan, interesting when you'd say, I find it quite surprising that you weren't aware that she was going to get a rescue dog. If you'd been together for 2 years, I would have thought that that would have been something that would have came up in conversation, and maybe it was something that you would have trashed out together. Secondly, I would say, if you're not comfortable, I have a dog, but I don't share my bed with the dog. The dog is his own bed. And he doesn't shed because he's a Bichon Frise and he's hypoallergenic, which means that, you know, I get the same thing as you. I actually do get itchy around dogs, but hypoallergenic dogs, no. So Bichon Frise would be one of those breeds and he doesn't shed either. So, yeah, no, I don't have any problem with that. That was kind of part of the reason why I got a Bichon Frise. I had to get a Bichon as opposed to any other dog. Coming on to this team, it is a spanner in the works, really, when you think about it. And I think you're in a difficult situation because beforehand, I've obviously, from what I'm reading here from your email, you were gung-ho to go. You had made the decision. And now this has put a spanner in the works in the sense that you can't. Like, you're no longer investing on this. The one other worrying thing too as well is, like, having a dog is almost like having a child together. And it's something that, first of all, both of you have to consider. And second of all, you've said it here in your message. You say, we can't do anything anymore without considering the dog. And that's a line that worries me because it really does affect how you live your life and everything you're doing. Maybe there's somebody else out there who has been in a similar situation who can give some advice. Yeah, moving in with people is never easy anyway. There's always things that can go scoways. 087-4100-102. Here's Hunger, Florence and the Machine on Today FM. Florence and the Machine, Hunger here on Today FM. To get in contact today, it is 087-4100-102. It's Fergal Darcy with you all the way through the afternoon. Quite a few interesting comments coming in here. If you missed it and you weren't here for the start of the show, we're talking about Declan and his email. Crux of the thing is, basically, himself and his girlfriend have been deciding, you know, they've gone out for 2 years, they want to move in together. Out of the blue, without telling him, she gets a rescue dog. And unfortunately, some of the actions of the dog being around the house, Declan doesn't really agree with. You know, like sharing your bed with a dog, having dog hair around the place, coming on to steal dog poo. He's just thinking that he won't be as comfortable now as he moves in as to what he would have been when he was in his own place. Nothing wrong with the relationship here. This is more so just something else that happens. There's quite a few coming in. And the first one I want to touch on here is one that comes in from Michelle. Says, Fergal, think he should just go. She deserves better. A dog is the most loyal and trusting friend you'll ever have. He hasn't even given the dog a chance. And why should he have a say in whether she can have one or not? They're not living together yet. That comes in from Michelle. I think you're being harsh on Declan there, Michelle. First of all, he did say it's a Cocker Spaniel. And I know from having witnessed Cocker Spaniels in action, they're gun dogs, they need a lot of exercise, they are pretty hectic around the place. They do shed as well. And the thing is, you have to remember, relationship works both ways. They were planning to move in together, so obviously that's a 50-50 kind of thing. And this, like before, put yourself in either Declan or his girlfriend's shoes. you would have said it to the other half. I would have. That's a no-brainer to me. I would have. You have to be considerate, particularly if you're in the talks with someone kind of moving in along with you. That's a big decision. It's a big-ass decision to make. So when you think about it, you're kind of going, yeah, maybe I would have. I wouldn't be overly harsh on Declan here. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not just saying, oh, he's taking over the lads. He has been pretty honest here. You know, like he says, sharing a bed with a dog. No, that's not for every lad. Having dog hair on the place, that's definitely not for every lad either. It's a hygiene thing. I mean, sometimes I don't mind dogs being around the house if they're house trained, but going up and in and out of bedrooms, definitely not. No, wouldn't be for me in my house. That's a real spaniel in the works from Nicola. Ha 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 ha, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, you crack me up. Mary has gone in contact saying, Declan sounds like a right a-hole. Paul has gone in contact saying, my girlfriend got a surprise cat just after we moved in together. Surprise! I'm not mad into cats. And even though he's grown on me, I had to put the foot down and tell him there's no sleeping in no room. Dave is on contact. Been the chick, dog is a real deal breaker. It's worse than having a child. I find it easier to go to someone to look after for the kids than get someone to look after the dog. I tend to disagree with that. I'm very fond of dogs myself, but I'm also very fond of 50-50 for everything, particularly when you're going to live together. Love that. Jack Jones, Breathe here on Today FM. Welcome to the long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. To get in contact today, 0874-100-102. It is Fergal Ersey with you all the way through the afternoon. We're talking about Declan and that email he sent to Fergal@todayfm.com, basically saying that he was going to move in with his girlfriend. She went and got a rescue dog. She didn't mention anything about this to him. And now he's thinking, I don't know why I'm so comfortable about moving out of my own place anymore. Helena's got a contact saying the relationship should be about compromise. Has he spoken to her about the problem yet? Surely there is a bit of give and take on both sides. I love dogs, but I would object to one in my bed. Surely I think she should have spoken to him about it. Well, apparently she didn't. The other thing is, I don't know where Declan lives. I know that when I moved to Dublin from Galway, I had a big-ass garden in Galway, and my dog Charlie could run around there, but when I came to Dublin, I had to hand Charlie over to my sister. I had to hand away my doggy. I still visit him the odd time, but yeah, my sister Shreda looks after him now because she's got a garden. She can look after him properly. He has a better life with her than what we'd have with me in my little apartment up here, where I have no room and he'd have no quality of life. Anyway, we've got Peter on the line. Peter, how are you?
How are you doing, Ferg?
I'm good. Peter, what do you reckon?
Well, I think Declan has a fair point. You know, I mean, to move into a house or a garden is a big step. And he should know all the circumstances around it. I mean, to not mention that a rescue dog has been brought in. Don't get me wrong, I love dogs. We have our own.
Yeah.
And she's a house dog. But they do shed a lot. And if the house is, if the dog isn't house trained, let's face it, there's going to be a lot of shite to clean up.
Yeah, yeah. And that he has actually said that. He said that in the email, that the house isn't, the dog isn't house trained. He said that. Not only that, you mentioned there, rescue dogs, like, with the best of goodwill, I know you're the same as me, encourage people to go out. If you're a dog lover and you're getting a dog, get a rescue dog. You're saving a dog's life. It's very important. But the other thing you got to remember too as well is, it doesn't matter whether it was a rescue dog or not. It's the fact that he wasn't told about the dog in the first place.
Yeah,
and it's a big thing too as well, because there are people out there who like letting the dog sleep in their bed, and there's other people who just hate that, which I totally understand. I mean, what happens if there's a bit of rough and tumble and the dog is, like, he'd be traumatised. Well, I'm going to send him out and he'd be scratching the door trying to get back in, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely, in the bed is definitely a no-no. I mean, we have, our dog that we have now, we have three good quality beds for her in the house. We've two in our kitchen and one in our, sorry, two in our sitting room and one in our kitchen. She's not allowed on the couches. She's not allowed any of that. We have great fun with her. She has three great beds. She's well fed, well looked after. She sheds a lot. That's a lot of cleaning to be done as well.
But she's better looked after than I am in around mines, I'll tell you.
Yeah, probably myself and all. But yeah, she does this. I mean, it is a big move, and she should have discussed it with him. I mean, there has to be room for give and take. But you know yourself, I mean, in a bed, no way.
No. I'm totally against that, and I would be the same as him in the sense that he says that he gets itchy and all that, and I would I would as well, unless the dog is hypoallergenic, like a Bichon Frise or something like that. Anyway, listen, it has been a pleasure talking to you, Peter. Thanks for coming on. Give us your two cents.
Thank you very much, Ferg.
Quite a few people getting in contact here, still texting in. You can text in at 0874-100-102. Been the chick, dog is a real deal breaker. It's worse than having a child. A lot of those coming in. Don't be so negative. If you're up on the internet, check out todayfm.com. You will see the lineup for Electric Picnic. Full lineup with new additional acts, including the Coronas, Prodigy. George Ezra's there as well. The man who brought us this little ditty. Shotgun on Today FM.
Homegrown alligator, see you later.
Fergal Darcy, Today FM.